So let's finish out. I want to hear about your 62-year-old woman with the solitary liver lesion.
Yeah, so I'll call this a little bit of a, I don't want to call it standard therapy, but it sort of highlights that not all metastatic pancreatic cancer is created equal. And especially for some patients who have demonstrated that they have good disease control after systemic therapy, which absolutely for metastatic disease should be the mainstay of treatment. But for individuals with oligometastatic disease after, in her case, a period of FOLFIRINOX, and then she was on maintenance capecitabine for a while. And that sort of was that we talked earlier about tincture of time. That for 8, 9 months or so, she showed good systemic control of her disease, where her only radiographically measurable site was that one liver lesion. And so it begs the question, well, will local regional therapy in those specific circumstances, do they benefit patients? The answer is we do not have any evidence yet in terms of supporting to what magnitude of benefit. Obviously, there is a selection bias because the kind of reports in terms of the positive benefits are already selecting for kind of the biologically more favorable individuals. But this is something that we end up discussing at our tumor boards. I'll typically advocate for my patients. Oftentimes, they just don't want more systemic therapy. And at that point, we will consider, and for example, SBRT is a very technically sound and safe way to treat areas of disease in the liver, certainly for other types of cancers. We didn't go so far as to suggest a metastasectomy and things. I think maybe that's pushing the envelope a little bit. But other slightly less invasive approaches for treating one or even a few residual metastatic lesions, say in the liver, maybe I'll call it at least a temporizing measure, if not to set their disease back a ways, to give them a longer period free of systemic treatment before needing to resume some additional therapy.
So that's what she got.
So that's what she got. And so that was done successfully. Right now, she's still in the monitoring phase since that.
How long has it been?
It's only been about 3 months or so. So far, so good. And this was done with the full expectation that she'll need close monitoring and will almost certainly need to resume treatment at a later time.
How did she tolerate the SBRT, and what do you see in general when you use SBRT in the liver?
Obviously, it requires a healthy liver. Obviously, the location matters in terms of you don't want to treat an area that may be really too close to the hilum or too close to main biliary duct. But in her case, it was just 5 days worth of treatments, no major side effects, no hepatotoxicity. It was a relatively small lesion. You know, when we start pushing the envelope with multiple lesions in different lobes, you start needing to think about radiation-induced liver damage. So careful dosimetry on the part of a radiation oncologist. Because we are pushing the envelope, and I have to explain to patients, listen, there's a lot of things we can technically do. Whether it is something that is clearly going to benefit you, I don't know. And so we do have that dialogue. And I don't want to propose that, no, this is a standard of care or should be done. But I think it is something to at least consider or entertain for fit patients who have demonstrated after, say, you might even use a threshold of, say, a year of since having metastatic disease where your disease is really well controlled, that you can start thinking about these slightly outside the box approaches.